This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A South Dakota jury is weighing the case of a former nonprofit executive accused of backdating contracts to try to avoid a potential audit. The Argus Leader reports closing arguments were held today in the trial of Stacy Phelps. Prosecutors highlight discrepancies in Phelps' testimony, trying to convince jurors he had a motive for wanting to avoid an audit of the nonprofit he led. But defense attorney Dana Hanna deflected blame from Phelps, saying he got played by the nonprofit's chief financial officer, Scott Westerhaus. Westerhaus was accused of embezzling money before he killed his family and then himself in September of 2015. Phelps is the second and final person to face trial in a case known as Gear Up. The deaths spurred a financial investigation leading to charges against Phelps and two others in 2016. The Agriculture Department says South Dakota's farmers had only 2 days suitable for fieldwork last week, but producers continue to make progress on the late-season harvest. The weekly crop report from the USDA reveals 28% of soybeans are harvested and 16% of corn and sorghum are out of the ground, along with 4% of sunflowers. Just under two-thirds of subsoil in South Dakota is adequate to surplus, with topsoil moisture standing at 81% in those categories. Nearly half of the state's pastures and ranges are rated good to excellent. Authorities say the victims of a fire in Lead last week were a woman and her adult son. Firefighters found the bodies of the two on the upper level of the home early Saturday morning. The victims are identified as 85-year-old Dolores Butcher and 62-year-old Keith Butcher. Officials with the Lawrence County Sheriff's Office say both died of smoke inhalation. Local and state officials are investigating the cause of the blaze. The National Weather Service has issued a freeze warning for south-central South Dakota. It expires Friday morning. Partly to mostly cloudy, snow likely in the west tonight, rain or snow possible in the south, lows in the 20s and 30s. It's 6.5 minutes past the hour. For SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. More news, listen.sdpb.org.